Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Mark Gahey, a Premier League defensive upgrade for Manchester City. Mark Gahey has been one of the most coveted centre-backs in the Premier League for the last 3 years, but Crystal Palace have always managed to resist offers for their captain when the top sides came calling. They were rewarded for their stubbornness when Gahey led them to the FA Cup final and then their first ever major trophy after their heroic win over Manchester City back in May. Gahey ascended the Wembley steps again on Sunday to lift the Community Shield after another shock Palace win over a giant of English football as the Eagles edged out Liverpool on penalties. But just moments later, it became apparent that could be Gahey's final act as an Eagle. Liverpool have already had a couple of bids for Gahey knocked back, but Palace chairman Steve Parish admitted his side would eventually have to give in and accept one to prevent the England international entering the final year of his contract and leaving for free. "We'd have to do that, of course. For players of that caliber to leave on a free, it's a problem for us, unfortunately." Parish's words are likely to persuade Liverpool to return to the negotiating table. But they should also alert other clubs and remind them that one of the best defenders in England, if not Europe, is finally on the market. And the club that should be paying the most attention is Manchester City. Mark Gahey has been one of the most coveted centre-backs in the Premier League for the last 3 years, but Crystal Palace have always managed to resist offers for their captain when the top sides came calling. They were rewarded for their stubbornness when Gahey led them to the FA Cup final and then their first ever major trophy after their heroic win over Manchester City back in May. Gahey ascended the Wembley steps again on Sunday to lift the Community Shield after another shock Palace win over a giant of English football as the Eagles edged out Liverpool on penalties. But just moments later, it became apparent that could be Gahey's final act as an Eagle. Liverpool have already had a couple of bids for Gahey knocked back, but Palace chairman Steve Parish admitted his side would eventually have to give in and accept one to prevent the England international entering the final year of his contract and leaving for free. "We'd have to do that, of course. For players of that caliber to leave on a free, it's a problem for us, unfortunately." Parish's words are likely to persuade Liverpool to return to the negotiating table. But they should also alert other clubs and remind them that one of the best defenders in England, if not Europe, is finally on the market. And the club that should be paying the most attention is Manchester City. City have bought 5 players this summer, but none of them really address their biggest problem of last season, their terrible defence. Yes, Ryan Aitnouri is a left back, but he is a highly attacking one and the main impact of his arrival will be going forward rather than tidying things up at the back. Last term, City shipped 44 goals in the Premier League, their highest amount since 2009-10, the last time they failed to qualify for the Champions League. Their leaky defence not only played a big part in them finishing third and nervously looking over their shoulder at the other teams chasing a top-5 finish, it was integral to their failure in the Champions League. Pep Guardiola's side conceded 14 goals in their 8 league phase matches, including 3 times in the space of 15 minutes against Feyenoord and 4 times in the second half against Paris Saint-Germain. They were then beaten 3-2 and 3-1 by Real Madrid as they were knocked out of the competition at the earliest stage since 2012-13 while conceding an average of 2 goals per game. City did invest a combined £63 million, $84 million, in centre-backs Abdoukodir Kusunov and Vitor Rhys in January, but neither signing has gone particularly well. Rhys was hauled off at halftime of his debut against Leyton Orient in the FA Cup fourth round and only played one more match thereafter, the fifth round tie against Plymouth Argyle. He made one subsequent appearance at the Club World Cup but has since been loaned out to Girona. Kusunov, meanwhile, endured a very shaky debut against Chelsea, and although he showed some improvements in his next few games, he was completely discarded by Guardiola for the final 2 months of the season. Both Kusunov and Rhys were long-term projects who will not help City make the improvements they need in order to compete for the title this season or go deep in the Champions League. Gahey, however, is a ready-made Premier League defender and England regular, and his contract situation means he will not prove much pricier than the two youngsters. Liverpool's last bid of £40 million, $53.5 million, was batted away by Palace, but £45 million, $60 million, is expected to be enough to secure his move to Anfield. And City would be mad not to try and hijack the move and bring him to the Etihad instead. Gehi is the type of defender Guardiola loves. He is adept in bringing the ball out from the back and at finding attacking teammates with his long-range passes. He also has outstanding positional awareness, meaning he rarely has to resort to last-ditch tackles. He is more Paolo Maldini than Sergio Ramos, you might say. But when needed, Gehi does have the recovery pace to sprint back and sweep up loose balls, such as when he coolly snuffed out an opportunity for Mohamed Salah in the Community Shield. He also prevented Jeremy Frimpong from making more of a run down the flank thanks to some clever shepherding. One might say that City are already well stocked with central defenders and do not need to spend more money on Gehi. Even after letting Reese go to Girona, Guardiola has six centre-backs, Ruben Dias, Josko Gvardiol, Nathan Ake, John Stones, Manuel Akanji and Kusanov, at his disposal. And yet only Dias and Gvardiol can truly be relied upon. Stones only made six Premier League starts last season is, for the second consecutive campaign, he was riddled by injury which left him to deal with several dark days. Ake, meanwhile, started only eight times in the league, enduring five periods of absence which culminated in him undergoing surgery on his foot. The pair's fitness struggles tested Guardiola's patience, who said in April, "Nathan Ake and John Stones have been injured all season. I've said to the club the most important thing is which players are reliable for the future. You cannot perform if you're not reliable, if you are injured." For his part, Akanji had three spells out, including when he missed 2 months between February and April with a muscle problem. Indeed, City were left so short in defense at times last season that they had to call upon Jamai Simpson-Pusey from the academy. Guardiola did stumble upon a winning formula towards the end of the season in Dias and Gvardiol, the latter switching back to his natural position of centre-back when Nico O'Reilly broke into the team at left-back. Ait Nouri's arrival suggests that Guardiola sees the Croatian and the Portuguese as his long-term central pairing, but if one of those players gets injured then he leaves himself vulnerable to playing either someone who cannot be relied upon to stay fit in Ake, Stones or Akanji, or someone with very little Premier League experience in Kusanov. Signing Gehi, though, would make City far more secure and ensure they are protected when they inevitably pick up injuries. They will need a more robust defense, too, with Rodri still not fully fit after picking up an injury at the Club World Cup while Mateo Kovacic is also out until late September at the earliest after undergoing surgery on his Achilles tendon. Having Gehi around would also allow Guardiola to deploy Gvardiol as a left-back for added security in case Ait Nouri makes City too buccaneering and vulnerable on the break. But City do not only need to sign Gehi to make them stronger. They need to act to stop Liverpool becoming an unstoppable force. The champions finished 13 points ahead of City even after coasting in their final few games, and yet they have been ruthless in the transfer market, acting like they want to have a stranglehold on the Premier League crown for many years to come. Arne Slot's side beat City to the signature of Florian Wirtz and then added Hugo Ekitike to their ranks. Alexander Isak is also being touted to join the Reds and complete an already terrifying attack which just so happens to also contain last year's player of the season in Mohamed Salah. They have also strengthened in both fullback positions with the smart buys of Frimpong and Milos Kerks. The only area where they look vulnerable is at centre-back, with Palace having exposed them on Sunday after AC Milan's Rafael Leao ran them ragged earlier in preseason. If Liverpool land Gehi, though, it is very hard to envisage them not finishing top again. The message, therefore, is clear. City need to hijack Liverpool's expected deal with Palace and get Gehi on the first train from London Euston to Manchester Piccadilly. Their best defense against Liverpool's bid for English football's domination is to sign the nation's best defender before their biggest rivals do. Mark Gehi, a Premier League defensive upgrade for Manchester City. Manchester City, consistently a dominant force in the Premier League, are always looking for ways to refine and strengthen their squad. While their attacking prowess is widely celebrated, a subtle but crucial area for potential improvement lies in defensive depth and long-term planning. This is where Mark Gahey, the Crystal Palace centre-back, enters the conversation. Could he be the ideal defensive upgrade for Pep Guardiola's side? Why Gahey fits the Manchester City system? Guardiola's system demands a lot from his defenders. It's not simply about stopping the opposition. It's about building from the back, possessing excellent passing range, and being comfortable in tight spaces. Gahey excels in these areas. He isn't just a stopper. He's a ball-playing defender who can initiate attacks with accurate distribution. This aligns perfectly with City's philosophy of controlling possession and dictating play. Passing accuracy. Gahey consistently boasts a high passing accuracy rate, crucial for maintaining possession under pressure. Composure. He demonstrates remarkable composure on the ball, rarely being dispossessed. Aerial ability. Strong in the air, Gahey provides a solid presence in both boxes. Reading of the game. His intelligent positioning and anticipation allow him to intercept passes and make crucial tackles. Statistical breakdown. Gahey versus City's current defenders. Let's compare Gahey's key stats to those of City's current central defenders, as of late 2023, early 2024. It's important to note that direct comparisons are difficult due to differing team tactics and opposition faced, but the data provides a valuable insight. Statistic: Mark Gahey, Crystal Palace. Ruben Dias, Man City. John Stones, Man City. Pass completion, percent, 89.2%, 92.5%, 88.7%. Interceptions per 90, 1.4, 1.8, 1.2. Clearances per 90, 3.8, 4.2, 3.1. Aerial duels won, percent, 68%, 71%, 65%. As the table shows, Gahey's stats are competitive with City's established defenders. While Dias currently edges him in some areas, Gahey's passing accuracy is noteworthy and demonstrates his ability to contribute to City's build-up play. The stats also highlight his solid defensive contributions, addressing Manchester City's defensive needs. While City's defense is generally strong, several factors make Gahey an attractive prospect. Vincent Kompany. S departure left a void in leadership and defensive solidity. While Ruben Dias has stepped up, having quality depth is essential, especially considering the demanding schedule and potential for injuries. Aymeric Laporte's departure further emphasizes the need for a reliable center back. Gahey offers long-term solution. At a relatively young age, he represents a long-term investment. Versatility. He can also play as a defensive midfielder, adding tactical flexibility. Premier League experience. He's already proven himself in the Premier League, meaning a quicker adaptation to City's system. England international. His status as an England international demonstrates his quality and potential. Potential challenges and considerations. Of course, a move isn't without potential challenges. The transfer fee would likely be significant, given Gahey's value and Crystal Palace's position. Integrating into a new system, even one as well-defined as Guardiola's, takes time. Competition for a starting spot would be fierce, with Dias and Stones already established as key players. First-hand experience, scouting reports and analyst views. Scouting reports consistently praise Gahey's maturity and leadership qualities. Analysts have noted his ability to organize the defense and his willingness to take responsibility. His performances against top teams have been particularly impressive, demonstrating his ability to handle pressure and perform at the highest level. Many believe he possesses the mentality and technical skills to thrive in a demanding environment like Manchester City. Benefits of signing Mark Gahey for Manchester City: increased defensive depth. Provides crucial cover for Dias and Stones. Enhanced ball-playing ability. Improves City's ability to build from the back. Long-term stability secures a quality center back for years to come. Potential for growth. Guardiola's coaching could unlock even more of Gehi's potential. Ultimately, Mark Gehi represents a compelling option for Manchester City. He possesses the technical skills, tactical intelligence, and physical attributes to thrive under Pep Guardiola. While a move would require a significant investment, the long-term benefits could be substantial, solidifying City's defense for years to come and potentially elevating them to even greater heights in the Premier League and Champions League.